This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. So for all my Dad Be Moment listeners out there, we are honoring you today. Happy Father's Day. So from a scriptural perspective, when I think about fathers, I think about Abraham, because God ordained Abraham as the father of many nations. We recall some of the highlights of Abraham's life, such as when he demonstrated a blind faith when he journeyed more than 1,000 miles away from his homeland with no idea where he was going. He only knew that God was ordering his steps. We also recall the time when Abraham was willing to make the ultimate sacrifice by giving up his son Isaac when he believed that was God's will. Although if we look honestly at Abraham's life, we see him as a man who also had flaws. While he is a man who mostly obeyed God, there were times when he disobeyed him too. He sinned, of course, when he slept with his servant and when he claimed that Sarah was his sister when in fact she was his wife. What we see, however, is that God still acknowledges Abraham and does not withdraw his promises from him. Instead, he blesses Abraham in his old age with a son, and he is still known as the father of many. Sometimes we have to apply this principle to our actual fathers. For some of us, our dads could do no wrong. Our eyes weren't big enough to see them. And for some of us, like myself, we did not see our fathers. Today, we want to transcend that and embrace the idea of seeing our fathers as God sees them. And as you reflect on that, remember these words: for the Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart. 1 Samuel 16:7. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, take time to honor the fathers and father-like figures in your life.